The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Krisis Daf Yud. The Gemara in Krisis Daf Yud Amid Beis has a discussion about the carbon oil of a yerid. The Torah says that for certain averis, if somebody is wealthy, he brings an animal. If he's not as rich, he brings as a carbon two birds, two ifais. And if he's extremely poor and he can't afford to bring two ifais, so he brings a mincha soilus. He brings a carbon mincha, which is only made from flour. So the Gemara makes a cheshbon about exactly what's the price of the animal that that you're mechuyev to bring as a carbon, and how much of a percentage the amount of money that a person spends for the birds. The Gemara has a discussion if it's 1/16 of the price of an animal, or if it's 1/32, 1/32 the price of an animal, and consequently how we determine the price of the flour that the person pays. The bottom line of the Gemara says that technically speaking, after all the cheshbonos, the Gemara says that it should come out that the amount of money that a person will spend to purchase the amount of flour to bring as his carbon to be mechaper for the savero by a carbon oil of yoyred, the Gemara says ends up being 3/4 of a pruta. And the Gemara says it's very interesting that the amount that he brings is less than a shava pruta. So the Gemara says, no, it's true that it's less than a shava pruta. Nevertheless, lav oirich ara la suya pachas mi pruta lemakayim. The Gemara says it's not derech eretz. It's not proper to bring, to spend such a small amount of money on a carbon that you bring, and therefore the Gemara says it's more appropriate to actually spend an entire pruta, a complete pruta, in order to bring the carbon. So the Gemara over here says that technically speaking, there's nothing wrong with spending less than the shava pruta to bring a carbon. It's only because it's not derech eretz. But technically speaking, if the person was completely destitute and he couldn't even afford that amount of money, he would be able to bring a carbon, a mincha, from the amount of money that's less than a pruta, 3/4 of a pruta. So the Achrayim over here have a difficulty with this Gemara from a Rashi in Gittin. Rashi in Gittin on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis says that if somebody wants to give a donation to Hektish and he wants to be Maktish something, he cannot be Maktish something if it's less than a Shavar Pruto. That means the minimum amount of money that a person has to donate to the Beis HaMikdash, the minimum amount is a Shavar Pruta. That's the sheet of Rashi. Toys over there and Gittin disagrees with Rashi, and there's a different shot in the Gemara. But Rashi says clearly that the shear is a Pruta. So the Achrayim ask that doesn't seem to fit with the Gemara over here. The Gemara over here says Lava Erech Ara, that it's not Derech Eretz to bring less than a Pruta, but that's only a Derech Eretz issue. Technically, the halacha is that a person would be able to bring be makdish less than a shava pruto and give it as a donation to Hektish. So in fact, the Beis Yitzchak in Shuvas in Yeridei Chelik Aleph Simon Kuf Chafes of Cotton Aleph says that Ein Chanami, that Rashi, the source for Rashi is actually from this Gemara. Rashi was coming from this Gemara, and the Gemara says the starting point is that it's not derech eretz to bring such a thing. And Rashi says since it's not derech eretz, so therefore it's not even chal. Doesn't even take effect, and if somebody were to donate less than a shavar pruta, Rashi says it's a svara. The way the Beis Yitzchak understands, it's a svara. It's a logical argument that it does not work at all. That's how the Beis Yitzchak understands. There are those that say it's a fairly simple answer that we can say that what's the case over here? The case is that the Gemara says that it would have been technically possible to bring a carbon that's less than a shavar pruta. So they say it's possible, you'll say, that the case is that you're bringing a certain amount of flour, sirus ha'efa, which is the amount of flour that you bring as a carbon mincha. And if it's true that a sirus ha'efa costs less than a pruto, and it's not possible to be makdish. Like Rashi says, you can't be makdish less than a pruto. The only aitza will be that a person will have to be makdish more than asiras ha'eifa. He'll have to take a pruta's worth of flour, even though it's more than the minimum that's necessary to bring a karban mincha. And that's the only way the kedusha will take effect on this flour. And then out of whatever amount of flour it ends up being, you're going to take out the tenth of a ha'eifa, and that's the amount you're going to bring as a karban. That's how they want to suggest the pshat in the Gemara in order to fit with Rashi, which is an interesting pshat. It's just that it would seem to be not so simple that the Gemara over here is coming to say that a person who is poor, he can't afford anything else, and he can't afford more than this, and we say that it's not a Erech Ara, so he's supposed to spend more and spend more money. True. But the Gemara again seems to say that, technically speaking, if a person can't afford it, so he won't be makdish a pruta. He'll be makdish the flour that's less than a shavar pruta. So again, he doesn't have any more. He can't afford any more. He can't afford to give extra and then take out of the pruta, out of the flour that he's makdish, he's going to take off some of it and bring it. He can only afford to bring 3/4 of a pruta. So the Ar Sameach in Hilchos Erech and Perek Vav Aloch Yites has two suggestions for Rashi. One suggestion he has for Rashi is that he wants to differentiate between different types of hekdesh. There are certain types of hekdesh. There's a type of hekdesh when somebody wants to donate a carbon. Somebody says, I'm making this animal into a carbon. He's giving it the kedusha of a carbon, or he's making a bird into a carbon, or he already wants to be makdish the flour and bring it as a carbon mincha. So in these situations, that's called a kedusha zaguf. The object itself gets kedusha, and the object itself is required to do some form of avoida with this object. You can't take you can't remove the kedusha from the object unless something happens, it gets a mum, but you have to use this actual object. That's referred to in the Gemara as the Kedusha Zaguf. Then there's another type of Kedusha. There's a Kedusha that's called Kedusha's Damim. A Kedusha's Damim is when you're Makdish, you donate something to Hekdish, not because you want Hekdish to use it for a specific purpose. You would like to give a donation to Hekdish. So you can donate money, and you can donate objects that Hekdish will then use. They can sell it, and they'll decide if they need it. If they need it, they'll use it. If they don't need it, then they'll sell it and take the money and buy whatever they need. That's called Kedusha's Damim. You're not being makdish the object itself. You're giving the object, the value of the object to Hekdish, so that Hekdish can take the value, remove the value from the object through selling it, through a pidyon, and then they can do whatever they want with it. Says the Ar Sameach, this that Rashi says, that is a minimum shear of Hekdish, that you have to be makdish a shavar pruto, and if you're makdish less than a shavar pruto, it's not considered Hekdish at all. That only makes sense if we're discussing Kedushas Damim. We're discussing that someone wants to be makdish the value of an object. So the Torah says there's a svara that there's a minimum value. The minimum value is in the Torah whatever is a pruta, less than a pruta. It's as if it has no value at all. So then I understand that for kedushas damim you would have to be makdish a pruta, and less than a pruta would not have any kedusha whatsoever. However, says Dar Sameach, let's say you wanted to bring something as a carbon. So as a carbon, the fact that it has a specific value is not so important. If I have an animal, and an animal is a complete animal, I have a bird, it's a complete bird, I could bring it as a carbon. I have a siras ha'eifa flour, and this is the right amount which is kosher to bring as a carbon. Who cares whether it's a shavar pruta or it's less than shavar pruta? This is the amount that Torah said to bring as a carbon. So then the kedusha will take effect. The kedusha will be chal even on less than a shavar pruta. Therefore, says Dar Sameach, there's no stira. Rashi in Gittin is referring to a kedusha's damim. By kedusha's damim ein chanami, it needs to be at least a pruta. But when we're discussing kedusha zaguf over here, we're talking about bringing a carbon. The carbon has kedusha zaguf. So then, by kedusha zaguf, the kedusha could take effect. Could be chal even on less than a pruta. The Ar Sameach says another answer. This is a similar idea, that even if I don't, if it will not differentiate between kedushas dam and kedushas aguf, still we can say that over here it's different, because over here we'll say, over here what are we talking about? We're talking about someone who did an avera. So he did an avera, so now you're chayv to bring a carbon. He can't afford to bring an animal. He can't afford to bring two birds. The only thing he could afford to bring is Asir Sa'iv is a mincha. Since he's mechuyiv to bring this carbon, he has a chiyuv to be makriv of this carbon. So then the Torah says, how much it costs. This is what you could afford. So this is what you're supposed to bring, even though it's less than the Shavar Putta. The Gemara in Gittin is not talking about somebody who's poor. The Gemara is talking about Stamazai. Somebody wants to make a donation to Hektish. How much does he want to give? Less than a Pruta. That's what he wants to give? No, then in such a case, the Kedusha is not Chal. But when he's obligated to bring the carbon, and this is how much the carbon is worth, this is how much money you have to spend in order to buy this carbon, in order to bring this carbon, then any Chanami Kedusha will be Chal, even on less than a Shavar Pruto. Now, there's a Sefer, a Tshuva Sefer called Torah Lishma. It's not clear who the author is, but most people say that this Tshuva Sefer was written by the Ben Ish Chai. The Rabbeinu Yosef, who was the Av Bezdin of Baghdad, about 100-150 years ago. And the Sefer Torah Lishma has a discussion. He was asked, what's the halacha when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah? We know there's a mitzvah in the Torah to give tzedakah. Is there a minimum share of the mitzvah of tzedakah? Do we say that, like all things, like other things it says in the Torah, that when you give something, it has to be a minimum value of a shavar pruta? Just like the Torah says, when you steal less than a shavar pruta, there's no obligation to return it. Only if you steal a pruta, there's an obligation to return it. So maybe we'll say the same thing, that when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, there's a minimum amount of money you have to give in order to fulfill this mitzvah, and that amount is a shavar pruta. Or do we say no? The Torah doesn't say there's a halacha of a shavar pruta when it comes to tzedakah. Maybe when it comes to gezel, when it comes to other halachas, when it comes to causing damage, there's a minimum shear of a pruta. But when it comes to tzedakah, we don't find that there's a shear of a pruta, and therefore one will be able to fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah even by giving less than a shavar pruta. That was the question that was asked in this Sefer Torah Lishma. And in the Sefer he says, no. He says that there is a key mitzvah, a person can fulfill a mitzvah by giving even less than a shavar pruta to tzedakah. What's his proof? His proof is the Aruch Gemara. The Gemara says, lav oirich aro, that it's not derech eretz to give hektish less than a shavar pruta. So the Gemara doesn't say that less than a shavar pruta is not hektish at all. The Gemara says it's not the derech eretz. So true, while it won't be such a nice thing, if someone could afford it, he should give a pruta to tzedakah and not less than a shavar pruta. However, if he can't afford it, and this is all that he could give, he will be able to be mekayim the mitzvah tzedakah even by giving less than a shavar pruta. So that's the proof that the Torah Lishma brings from this Gemara. Now there are those that say that this proof is a very difficult proof. In fact, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, in the Sefer Derech Emuna, in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, has a discussion whether there is a key mitzvah of tzedakah less than a pruta. And he says, no, there is no mitzvah of tzedakah. There is a minimum shear of tzedakah. You have to give a pruta less than a pruta. There's no key mitzvah of tzedakah. So there's a letter that somebody sent him. What do you do with the Gemara increases? The Torah Lishma says he has a right for the Gemara increases. So he answered that the Gemara increases is no proof, because the Gemara increases is talking about bringing a carbon, a makir of a carbon. So how do you know? Where do you see that it has to be a pruta? So then it doesn't have to be a pruta. However, when it comes to tzedakah, the Torah says that the mitzvah tzedakah says someone asks you for money, nosin titenoi. There is a mitzvah to give him tzedakah. And we know the Gemara many places says that nesina, whenever the Torah says the word nesina of giving, there is a minimum shear of nesina, and the minimum shear of nesina is a pruta. And therefore, how can you prove from the Gemara if that's talking about a carbon to the halacha of tzedakah, if by tzedakah it says nesina, and nesina needs to be a pruta? So obviously the shear has to be a pruta. So chayr, it's a very good kasha on the Torah Lishma. However, if you think about it, the truth is that the Taisus says, it's beferish of the psukim, Taisus and Shuas Nafchav Gimel. And in fact, if you look in the psukim, not only is there a mitzvah saseh that the Torah says to give tzedakah, but if somebody is asked to give tzedakah, Taisus says if an ani, a poor person, asks you to give tzedakah and you don't give, besides the fact that you're mevatel mitzvah saseh, you're also over two loisaseis. The Torah says, loisik baitzas yadcha, you're not allowed to close your hand and not give money to the ani when the ani asks you for money. So besides for the mitzvahs asay to give tzedakah, there are also some mitzvahs lois asay. So while it's true that when it comes to the mitzvahs asay of giving tzedakah, the Torah says nosin titain, nevertheless, when it comes to the mitzvahs lois asay, it doesn't say. It says lois am, it says yadcha, for lois stick points. It says you shouldn't close your hand and be very strong and keep your hand closed strongly and not give them money. So it could very well be that the pshat in the Gemara, the pshat in the Torah Lushma is that true, while it's true that you may not be mekayim the mitzvahs asay of tzedakah, but you have gotten yourself out of the mitzvahs lois asay of giving tzedakah, of not being over the lav, of not giving tzedakah if you give blessing to Shavar Puta. Now, could very well be, there's this discussion, Hilchas Tzedakah, are the situations where you're over the lav and not over the asay. That could be that in the case, it's not so clear, it could be in some Achalikas Rishonim, that if an Ani asks you, then you're over a loisa say if you don't give tzedakah. So there in such case we'll say that you have to give, and you could be mekayim the mitzvah and not be over the loisa if you give him less than the shavar pruta. However, if you want to fulfill the mitzvah say, you will not fulfill the mitzvah say until you give a pruta. That could be possible. However, it's not a stira from the Gemara increases, the Gitzei, that you have a right in the Gemara increases, that there is such a thing as less than a shavar pruta by a carbon. So too, there is such a concept of giving less than a shavar pruta by tzedakah as well. The question is that if you go with what we said before, that Rashi and Gittin says that you cannot be makdish less than a pruta. And we said the Gemara increases seems to say not like that. So we said answers. If you learn like the Beis Yitzchak, so the Gemara we hear, because it's saying it's lav ayrach ara, the Gemara says therefore it can't become Kaddish. If it can't become Kaddish at all, so then the Torah Lishma doesn't have a raya. True, the starting point is the svar that it's lav ayrach ara, but once you say it's not ayrach ara, it's not the derech eretz to give less than a pruta, so then even if you take it, give less than a pruta, not mekayim the mitzvah. So then weiter, there's no right from the Gemara increases that you'll be mekayim the mitzvah tzedakah less than a pruta. Similarly, if I say like the other teretz, that some say that the case of the Gemara is that you were makdish a pruta's worth of a flour, and you only brought that the seiris ha'efa, a tenth of ha'efa's worth of flour again, the hekdish is only chal because you're talking makdish a pruta. The only way that you'll be able to explain the Gemara, the way the Torah Lishma is learning, is if you learn somehow like the Ar Samech. If you're learning like the Ar Samech, and you're saying that Rashi holds the Kiddusha could be chal less than a pruta, under certain circumstances, either under a circumstance where you're mechuyiv to give, or under circumstances where it's a Kiddusha zagof, so then we have to talk about whether you can make a comparison from a hektish or Kiddusha zagof to tzedakah. It seems a little forced to make such a comparison. If anything, I would compare tzedakah to a Kiddusha's domen. But the only way the Torah Lishma would make any sense is if you say, like we said, if you said that the pshat is that the person asked you, the ani, the poor person asked you for tzedakah, now you're obligated to give tzedakah, so now it's like the Ar Samech said, you're mechuyev to bring a carbon, so you could be yoytze your chiv with less than a pruta. So too, we'll say the same idea by tzedakah, that if you were asked, and now you can move over the loisesei, so you could be yoytze your chiv and get out of the loisesei by giving less than a pruta. However, there's still no raya that there's a key mitzvah sasei of tzedakah when you give less than a pruta.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.